Just sit down, brother.
Hi.
Hello, how do you do?
How are you going?
Really?
Brown face.
Yeah. Are you doing brown face or?
I've been sunning.
You don't look good, but yeah.
That's cool.
Charlie let you out of the factory. That's cute.
Okay.
Sorry, what did you say?
What did you say?
I was like, I'm a good joke.
Okay, thank you. Fuck these guys. Alright, are you ready for some
please,
story?
Just move on. Yeah.
If they involve diarrhea, sign me up.
Here we go. Okay. My girlfriend told all her friends that I drink her piss.
Fucking hell.
I should write these ones. These
I'm already hooked. Keep going. Tell them all.
She, 19 female, told them about how at first I, 19 male, only had her pee on my face before we moved further and had her piss directly into my mouth. We had talked about this before and agreed not to tell anyone, but then she went on and bragged about it to all of her friends anyways. It's just really embarrassing. But when I confronted her, she said it is her sex life and she has the right to tell her friends. Am I wrong for being upset about her telling them?
Is it a guy or a girl pissing on
Yeah,
it is. Are they both
nice?
Are they pissing on each other?
Girls,
is it
right?
mutual piss?
She peed in his mouth, so she's like squatting.
She's got
good.
I mean,
that's what dreams are made of.
Yeah. It's like a golden shower, but
what happens
better.
When girls stand up and pee? Like, does it just go straight down?
It goes backwards.
Really?
You have to get quite close to be like confident that it's going in your mouth.
Where do you think the pussy is?
In your belly button.
I guess that's actually not far.
Yeah, what is this? What's
the...
So none of you had had anyone pee in your mouth before?
Not yet.
Been a while.
Oh.
Did you change to not yet after he said it's been a while? You're like, not yet.
Story time.
No.
All right, let's actually solve this problem. What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Just two consenting adults pissing in each other's mouths. Sounds like a solution to me.
He's mad that she's telling people. I think that.
And now it's on
dumb.
Yeah Man TV. It's all over the internet. I think everything you do in the bedroom should be broadcasted to the world.
I agree. Make it content. Yeah. Otherwise, what's
if,
the point?
If she was talking about something legendary that they were doing, he would be cool with it. But it's like, she's telling everyone that I get pissed on. And he's like, I prefer that not everyone knew that.
Maybe he should look inward and see why he doesn't want people to know that he gets pissed on, but also why he wants to be pissed on. Go to therapy, boy.
And his name is R. Kelly.
Oh, okay. I think R. Kelly does the piercing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he does it while hard, or do he's like on like?
He can't.
That's where we're in it.
Like shoots and. Like,
I'll show you.
No.
That's a genuine question. Like, it's gonna be hard to pee while hard, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
In the mornings.
Yeah. Mm. All right. I went for a work meeting abroad, and my colleague was also there. Are you with me so far?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we be?
Oh my god.
She was kidding.
I don't get it. I don't want to.
He said it like a joke.
We were staying in a hotel overnight, and eventually she asked me if I would join her in her room for drinks after dinner. I said I would and followed her upstairs, but then felt guilt take over and I felt ashamed. I said I needed to go back to my room and I would see her the next day. I didn't tell my wife about this. However, that I even considered cheating is making me sick. My wife asked me if I was all right because of how stressed I've been. Am I wrong to hide this? I didn't do anything, but my wife will not take it well if I tell her. It will damage our marriage.
I reckon he should have cheated. Such a pervert.
I mean, if he's gonna lie about it.
If he's gonna feel bad, let's do it.
But is it a crime to think? What kind of world do we live in where it's a crime to
now
think?
Now we're getting into really
freedom.
Philosophical debate here.
Yeah, that's true.
To think
is to be. Is it to be to be a crime?
To be.
To shut up, shut up, shut up. How about you shut up?
Infidelity. So
I think that's the real conundrum.
I
don't see anything wrong here.
But he should tell her, because why not?
He didn't do anything wrong. What is man but without a thought?
Oh my god.
A man without a thought is merely an ape. A gorilla is at his height.
We have Akilah, the great modern philosopher here. Yeah. What else? What other great insights have you got for us?
Banana phone.
To piss in one's partner's mouth is really an act of pleasure.
I think if everyone had to own up for every horrible thing that they've thought about doing, we'd all be
in jail. We'd all be in jail.
Yeah. So we're would saying...
I'm so concerned about that.
Wouldn't we?
That's so quick.
Oh, no.
Are you a pervert?
Why do I say these things?
Why do I speak?
He's trying to drop your soap, you dirty little boy.
So we're saying don't self-snitch, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Don't tell her.
No, I think that he either should tell her because he did nothing, or shouldn't tell her but should have cheated because he's not going to tell her anyways.
Or he should leave his wife because of the fact that he even thought about it at all.
Whoa. No.
No, I think he should have an open, honest conversation with his partner.
Yeah, and what
and
she...
And say,
like,
hey,
like,
I did this happen. We went to a room. Like, I didn't do anything.
It will damage our marriage, he says.
But if she finds out and he didn't tell her, she's going to kill him or something.
But how can she prove a thought? You know, the only evidence is in his own brain.
The person he works with could be drunk at the Christmas party and be like, yeah, I know, I was going to fuck your husband. So...
And he could be like, yeah, but I didn't... Like,
exactly, but he should tell her now.
He's an innocent.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How hot was the girl? Good question. That's actually really important.
It doesn't mention the hotness, but I think that would...
You know how the previous one was like, girl, 19. It's like, woman. 8. 8 out of 10.
Why 8?
I didn't mean like 8, like
what?
A rating.
8 out of 10.
I thought you meant 8 years old.
Come on,
what kind of work colleagues do you think this guy has? Where's he working?
He's working at the kindergarten. Yeah. My colleague took me into a room. Yeah.
Hey.
I didn't want to tell my wife.
That would really make the story convoluted. Chloe, number 3.
Thank you.
Stay out of this.
Okay.
That's a strike.
Chloe can't read. Do you want someone to help her out?
I believe in you.
You're just going to make number it up.
Three.
Okay.
So me, a 25-year-old male and girlfriend, 26-year-old female, went on a boat day with a friend, 50-year-old male, who she hasn't spent time with in about a year. He has supposedly delivered babies and had the right medical tools to remove an IUD. And hers was expired and needed to be removed. They had talked about doing it before, but she didn't tell me they would be doing it today.
On the boat?
The thing that messes me up is that we were talking about him last night and she told me they had almost hooked up a while back when she was drunk. Brackets, I guess he went down on her. Nice little addition. I trust her completely because we have a very honest relationship, but it still makes me feel uneasy. She doesn't see it as anything other than routine and something she didn't want to pay for.
Is this guy saying, I've got the tools to remove your IUD, and then goes down and out, like, using his tongue? I've got the tools.
It's all part of the medical. This is a normal medical procedure.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is pretty normal.
It's a non-intrusive.
And whose boat is it? Because I feel like if he owns the boat, he's allowed to do...
That's actually, yeah.
Old men are allowed to do creepy shit on a boat. I think that's the reason why they get a boat, right?
Yeah, to remove IUDs. Imagine if it's like a rocky boat. How are you doing a surgical procedure on a boat?
I think you need very specific tools to remove.
No, you can do it with tongue.
Need a coat.
What is
a coat hanger?
Is it like the pill injection thing?
No, it's a mechanical device.
It's like a fake little doll they put up there so you think that there's
like a baby
in you.
I'm not that stupid.
It's a scarecrow. It's like a scarecrow. It scares away all the sperms.
I thought it went into your arm, the IUD.
No, that's an implant. IUD goes like, into your pussy. It's like a little anchor. 5 or 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
An anchor inside
it. It looks like a little anchor. And then it goes up and it kills the sperm when it comes in.
If you take it out,
in.
You can climb walls with it.
Mm. It's fixed a boat cam, the anchor.
You wouldn't want your partner going to like a gynecologist who she'd already had sex with as well, right?
And he's using his tongue to take it out.
It's perfectly.
It's 2023.
This is medically sound. I know what I'm doing.
What?
Oh my god.
That's how he eats girls out.
Oh my god.
I've seen too much.
I think I'm gay now.
I think I'm straight now. All right, we've solved that one.
Solved. Six, number six.
This is some guy on Reddit. Thanks, yeah, man.
Imagine them going to like remove the stories from Reddit. They're like, I shouldn't have posted on Reddit. Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's got a million views on YouTube. Right.
I feel like babies don't really care about toys as much as older children do. And the baby toys are like $30. And being broke, I wasn't going to spend that much money on something she was just going to chew and then toss away. I had to go to PetSmart anyway to buy my dog some food, and I happened to come across some toys that were $5 for puppies that were teething. They looked very similar to baby toys at the Walmart, but cheaper. And on a plus note, it was squeakier. Am I wrong for getting my niece dog toys?
No.
She liked them. My sister, not so much.
Now that's awesome.
I think it's genius.
Yeah.
I think you should continue raising the child as a dog.
Oh my god.
No, I think if you give a dog food, it's a collar. It's a collar. Yeah, yeah. You can walk around on a leash.
Cut its balls off.
I mean, have you met babies? They're stupid, all right? They don't know the difference. So yeah. I think it's actually a masterstroke.
And if it's squeakier.
We're going to lose our baby audience
like
now.
It's like a bone-shaped squeaky toy.
I love how he said it was squeakier. So he's like testing the squeaks.
Double the squeaks, only $5.
Only $5. I think that's fine.
I think that's
fine. The question is, would you, like, if you're going to give it to your niece or nephew, would you take off the tag like to that said it was a pet toy?
It's like a bone. Like a bone. Yeah.
Like a fish or some shit.
It's like a rabbit child.
I would still play it off and be like, oh, it's some new kid's toy. I definitely got it, not a pet store.
Okay.
That was an easy
one. Solve that one.
My boyfriend proposed while we were sitting on the sofa watching football. He did have a ring, but I felt upset that he put in zero effort. I didn't expect an Instagram-level proposal, but even if he had planned a dinner to go out and celebrate the engagement, it would have been wonderful. Am I being unfair here?
Was it during, like, I'm imagining, like, halftime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, like, what do you reckon?
It's like 10 minutes in, so.
He's like, shut up.
They're like, his team's losing. He's like, fuck. Oh, do you want to get married?
I think that entirely depends on whether or not she likes football, right?
Sounds like a no.
Even if you like football, like watching TV at home is not the way you want
to go. It's my ideal way to get proposed to.
I like to think that he's like really thought about it. Like he's like, the football's gonna be playing. Yeah. She's not gonna be into it. And then I'm gonna pull out the ring and it's gonna be like this whole thing.
But to be fair,
it's the sign of like a true love, you know?
In what way?
You're just
it's natural.
At home,
just,
you're comfortable.
What do you know?
You're comfortable. You
don't have to, think I don't know about love?
Sorry.
You don't have to show off. You don't have to show off. I get you. You don't have to be all extravagant, like extra. You can just be in each other's company.
Exactly.
And if you're going out to dinner and doing it, that's like a public proposal. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Mm. Fuck that.
Did he have a ring?
He had a ring.
Oh, yeah,
he had a ring.
Actually, how do you guys want to get proposed to?
You go first.
All right, so we're in Fiji. It's been 2 years.
Are you taking a sound?
I'm listening.
I'll take notes.
Sounds good.
There's a big Fijian guy. He comes up to my girlfriend and says, she's mine now. Then he takes her.
And then?
And he proposes to her.
I don't know. I normally start crying when I think about it.
When do you get the proposal part?
I haven't got there yet.
No. Are you still trying to get your girlfriend back from the tribal leader?
Yeah. I think it's a cannibalist.
No, that took a turn.
What the fuck?
What about you guys?
So I want to be watching football, right? Yeah.
You don't get married to that. We're all a football pro.
Yes, I think she's being reasonable.
Hey, how'd you propose to your partner?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, yeah. No, let's talk about it.
Let's not talk about that.
Was it really bad? Was it this?
In a bag of champagne. She's like...
I was lying on a test before you tried.
I was lying on a mountain of cash.
I'd be very okay with that.
We reacted.
We've done the reacts. Good job.
Great job, everyone.
And we didn't talk about shit once, which is great.
Oh, we can, though. Only piss.
Only piss in the mouth.
What happened to this now?
One for the bum.
What? One for the bum.
There it is.
To get the cockroaches out.
That's...